This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began considering some truths about the Holy Spirit. It behooves us to make time to be still and know that He is God. I say He because the Holy Spirit is not merely an influence or impersonal it. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person in the Trinity, one with the Father and the Son. So when we consider that God is love, we will find that the Holy Spirit is love. God the Father so loved the world that He gave His Son to become the Savior. God the Holy Spirit so loved the world that He inspired holy men of old to prophesy that Jesus Christ would come to be the Savior, 2 Peter 1, 16-21. He so loved the world that He worked a miracle in the womb of Mary, so she conceived and gave birth to the Savior. He so loved the world that He enabled Jesus to go to the cross to die for the sins of the world, Hebrews 9:14. He so loved the world that He quickened Jesus' dead body and raised Him to newness of life, Romans 8:11. He so loved the world that He equipped and sent forth first the disciples and then believers who followed them, to take this good news to the world, Acts 1:8. He so loved the world that He convicts, convinces, converts sinners who come to faith in Jesus Christ, and then begins a work of conforming them into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Yes, God the Holy Spirit is love, just like God the Father is love and God the Son is love. Let me encourage you to be still before the Holy Spirit and know, that is, experientially know, that He is God.